Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Our top spin involves an oil industry desperate to rehabilitate its public image. Increasingly, oil companies are funding academic research and holding local events on energy issues. ConocoPhillips recently co-hosted a Conversation on Energy Forum in Trenton, New Jersey, that was co-hosted by Rutgers University. Conoco has also given more than $20 million to Iowa State University for biofuel research. Other multi-million dollar cap and oil partnerships link ExxonMobil with Stanford University and BP with Princeton University.
2 years into General Electric's Eco-Imagination campaign, the company's environmental practices are being questioned. GE spends $1 million a year to publicize its environmental initiatives. However, GE is increasing its oil and gas production and boosting its investment in coal power. As part of Eco-Imagination, GE claims to have decreased its own greenhouse gas emissions, but it doesn't count emissions from power plants partially owned by the company. According to the Wall Street Journal, these emissions represent, quote, an unknown but unquestionably significant amount.
The current issue of Mothering Magazine warns of what could be called a formula to deceive women online. Websites that look like grassroots advocacy efforts are actually run by public relations and marketing firms associated with the formula industry. The site MomsFeedingFreedom.com is funded by the International Formula Council. While professing support for breastfeeding, the site campaigns against restrictions on infant formula giveaways to young mothers. The giveaways are controversial because they often discourage mothers from even trying to breastfeed their child.
And we wind up this week's Spin Roundup with a look at the mining industry. In the U.S., the National Mining Association is boosting its lobbying and advertising budgets in response to high-profile mining disasters, increased rates of black lung disease, and concerns about climate change. In Indonesia, the Colorado-based Newmont Mining Corporation is spending up to $1 million a month on a public relations and legal campaign to defeat pollution charges. The current issue of Mother Jones magazine details the PR campaign, which includes funding favorable studies and dismissing independent studies as junk science.
Now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the energy company BP. When BP changed its brand from British Petroleum to Beyond Petroleum, the campaign was carried out by the major advertising firm Ogilvy & Mather worldwide. Ogilvy & Mather also helped Merck Pharmaceuticals rebrand after the drug maker was forced to withdraw the painkiller Vioxx due to safety issues. In China, Ogilvy & Mather has partnered with the Communist Youth League to better reach Chinese shoppers. So, thanks to Ogilvy & Mather, there's just 2 steps between BP's green marketing and China's red youth groups.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.